And there's been nobody like you. It's just that you and I never felt this way, girl. And there's been nobody
welcome
like
back,
you.
Hero.
What up, though, loved ones? Tis I, your guy, the toxic boxer, the problematic problem solver, the able magwitch of this podcast shit, because you're all my beneficiaries, and you're welcome, and I'm very happy to do for you guys all the time. Compelling protagonist of Violet Power Claim, of course, I'm talking about me, Handsome Bane. Alright, and wow. This is weird. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting a text as I'm trying to record, and that's all my fault. Just gonna do a little bit of housekeeping before we get into the episode, before we get to the shits. No, the noise won't be there yet. Just doing a little housekeeping. Like I said, the Powie Awards are coming up. We're going to do that after the holidays of... Well, doing it after the new year, okay? I'd like to have a party, but those tend to get really noisy. And as we've always learned, most recent episodes, noise is the enemy of podcasting, background noise anyway. So we're gonna figure something out. I want to do some recording, but also want to do some fun stuff. So stay tuned, all 20 of you who gather in a room and listen to Isla Powell all at one time on one device. You guys can, you know, feel free to listen on your own devices instead of getting together in a room. Like, I'm pretty sure it's really fun when all of you guys get in your theater and you just sit there and you listen to one person plug up Isla Powell into the PA system. I get it. Like, that's probably the reason we have 20 to 30 plays, you know, why we're severely underplayed. But I figure that's what it must be. Like, it's like one guy in an amphitheater playing there, and like, well, the thousands of you enjoy it. We don't get the play, so like, share, and subscribe, and listen, please. No, yeah, like I said, the Powie Awards, we got that coming up. We got some different awards now. Well, probably won't announce them just yet because we're trying to nail it all down. He-Man and Skeletor episode got some positive feedback last week, which is always encouraging because, you know, sometimes people just listen to your stuff, and then that's just it. They listen to it, and you say, hey, well? And they're like, eh. Or they say, oh, yeah, I really like that one. And it's like, hey, tell me. You know, that's my currency right now. B-Hyphen is getting back into rapping. Our fearless leader is talking about, you know, maybe I want to get back into rap. Maybe I don't know what I'm going to do with it. And this is my bad impression of him. If I were doing a real impression of B-Hyphen, it would be a really soothing, comforting West Virginian accent. But it's early, and I don't feel like doing it. But, you know, yeah. So shout out to Hyphen. Shout out to the boss of the Hyphen Podcast group. I said it, man. Like, you know, my thing is no doubt this year. No more doubt. It's always some reason why you shouldn't do something that you want to do. There's always a reason you shouldn't do it. And there's even more reasons why you should. So to be Hyphen specifically, and to you all in general, if you want to do some shit, do it. Let's just do the shit, man. Like, let's be the bands we want to hear. Let's make the podcast that we want to make. You know, somebody's always sitting around talking about somebody should do this. Nigga, why not you? You know, if I could give you anything today, I would encourage you to just do that shit, please. Okay? Okay, Cupcake? I hate when you do that, Kellen, just to let you know. B-hyphen, I hate when you do that. And I don't, because I know that I'm listening, and I don't like to be called a cupcake. I hate that shit. So condescending. Let me mark it like in the show notes to let me know when exactly the words "okay, cupcake" are coming up, so that I know to just hit the 15-second skip on that. I always feel it coming. I always feel when it's about to pop up, and I'm just like, nope, I'm not going to be offended. But then I'm just offended. It offends me. So stop it. Next topic. Oh, boy, that's right. K-Rock's baby dedication is coming up pretty soon. And I got to not be a terrible uncle and make sure I remember when it is. That was me thinking out loud. Congratulations. You were able to hear me think. Yeah. We got some crazy anniversaries. Well, for one, before we get into that one, the anniversary of the passing of our patron saint, Aaron Greenlee, just happened this past week, December 16th. 16th, 17th, 18th kind of marks around the time that my entire life changed by losing my older brother. And I don't like to linger on it. I don't like to talk about it and like make a thing of it, because I like to save that for the actual day of his birth. Like, I think that we as a people are just kind of transfixed on the morbid death, the morbid side or the death side or whatever, which is, I mean, it's natural because, death is a part of life. Obviously, it's the final frontier for, the vast majority of us. You know, some people who've come back, shout out to Jesus. We tend to harp on the death stuff, like the Biggie March 9th thing. It's always been weird to me. It's like, I cannot tell you, I can't remember off the top of my head when Biggie's birthday is, but because somebody said it in a song, March 9th is like a thing that but March 9th is a thing that, you know, people will celebrate. It's Biggie Day. It's like, no, let's pick another day. You know, let's pick his birthday. Let's memorize. Somebody put that in a song. Drake, do it. It's your job now. Okay. Let me see. Because I got something really special on the back end of this episode. And I'm going to tell you about it in just a little bit. But I'm just trying to get through everything. We talked about hyphen rapping. We talked about not Aaron Day, the Pally's bung bung. K-Rock. K-Rock's baby. Little kid's birthday is coming up. Baby Olive. And that's dope. It's just a role that K-Rock was born to play. And we should have a K-Rock episode coming up real soon, which is good because off the heels of the bad D&D audio, which keeps me awake at night, guys, I gotta be honest. Those episodes are hard to come by. So when we get a chance to be able to sit down with Sister Killa, those are episodes that you want to be able to cling to. Again, you know, we're talking family, and I'm not going to get morbid, but you know, come on, you know. And with all these celebrities that have been passing recently, you know, again, sorry for the, I feel like I kind of talked them up, you know, just, well, not me, but Skeletor, you know, who was totally not me, You know, Skeletor spoke on some things saying that at the end of the year, we tend to get that last minute rush of dead celebrities. And it's always weird to where it's like, geez, Death, you kind of slacked off. But 2019 had some whoppers. So, yeah, you know, again, it's morbid. I know, it's weird. I'm supposed to be talking about. Supposed to be talking about a baby's birthday. And, yeah, that's what I'll do. But, Nipsey. All right, I said it. Okay. Without much more ado, because now I kind of feel like I'm dribbling out the clock, I'm actually getting ready to go to Mission Hill to meet up with the gang and then record a real episode. They're all real episodes, but, you know, more of a fun group activity. Who all will be there? Who knows? What are we going to talk about? Yeah, I do. Probably going to get into some Christmas stuff. I don't have much experience with Chanukah. I'm sorry. Or Hanukkah. Is that what the C is there for? In Hanukkah? Are you supposed to put some ch on it? That had to be nasty in the audio. Felt like I was about to spit in your ear. Chanukah? You like that? That what you came here for? Some ASMR? Should probably do that. Anyway, well, no more ado. What I have lined up for you right now is an idea that we kicked around on a previous episode with Kayan, where we talked about Shredder being a New Yorker. And, you know, because he is black, he's the Blasian baddie. And we kind of wanted to experiment with that. So I got Shredder on the phone. I asked him if he would be willing to record, you know, just a short, like, kind of audition tape, even though I asked him to do it. If he would be willing to call or to, you know, make some audio, he and Krang in the studio out there somewhere in New York. And they said, yeah, nobody had asked him, you know, no one had asked his story. Shredder, of course, had spent some time in jail. You know, he survived death a couple times. You know, he has a dynamic voice and just an amazing story. And so I just thought that it would be a huge service to all of us to hear that story, you know, like the redemption of a man who, you know, was in a ninja clan, usurped his friend, possibly, probably, allegedly killed his friend's wife or girlfriend. I think they were married, right? Tang Shen. I don't feel like doing research anyway. You know, Shredder, for him to go away and just his incredible redemption story now, to just stay out of crime, stay out of trouble, and come on and record this podcast. He said that he was really not thrilled, but he was, you know, he just felt alive again for somebody to ask him his side of the story. And not even his side of the story, but, like, you know, just as far as, like, asking him how he feels like the Knicks are doing, you know, or where to get a good chopped cheese and that sort of thing, you know, all of that. So here it is, an audition, Shredder Orokusaki's audition tape for the Shredhead podcast. Let us know how you feel about it. And, you know, you can, I'm pretty sure you can get in touch with him on Instagram or something like that. I don't even have his Insta. I had his phone number. I called him up. I said, hey, Shredder, tell your story, man, you know. And again, this goes back to just fucking do it, man. Like, what's gonna happen? You fail, great, you know, you fail if you don't even try. So you're not damned if you do, and you're more damned if you don't, you know. You're guaranteed to be damned if you don't. Anyway, here it is, the Shredhead podcast. Please enjoy it. Till then, love, trust, and belief. Peace.
Krang, I see dead people.
Modern vampires of the city, and in blood, blood, blood.
Live from the slums of Shaolin, it's the Shredhead Podcast with your host, the Shredder.
What's good, people? It's your boy, Orokusaki, a.k.a. The Shredder. And we're back from our break. Krang, turn me up a little bit, Krang. Okay, I sound good?
Yep.
Okay, what? Shout out to Krang, my engineer. Always got me sounding loud and clear.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to kick it back to our Disney Plus discussion. I just recently copped that, and since then, fam, I have not been fucking with Netflix at all.
No.
It's not even on purpose. Like, no, for real, like, a nigga was, nah, like, I was really trying to be, like, in tune with some Netflix. Like, I, you know, was trying to make a conscious effort to, like, not whole Netflix as soon as I got Disney Plus, but dog, Disney Plus is fire. Like, for real. No, I went back, you know, so I looked up some classics, you know, Darkwing Duck, the X-Men that everybody's raving about, and, you know, just, it's straight, dog, but y'all niggas really is in love with the theme song. And I hate to be that, well, I'm always that nigga, but I gotta be the guy that says, that shit is just I'm Your Baby Tonight by Whitney Houston. It's still fire, but you niggas is kind of romanticizing a whole show based on a theme song. It's cool, though. It's cool. Like, I'm not gonna get in the way of niggas enjoying nothing, you know? Not anymore. I've turned over a new leaf, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let niggas live because it's beautiful, you know? But, the new DuckTales, y'all fuck with the new DuckTales? The new DuckTales is kind of fire. It's got all the same people, but they, like, do different shit. Uncle Scrooge is more of a Captain of Industry type nigga, you know? They actually put, like, a dollar amount on how much he's really worth, which is kind of dope. He tried to ground a show about ducks having adventure in some sort of reality, which is, I mean, that shit kind of fire, but, yeah. But that's cool. Oh, there's a part. Huey? No. Louie. Louie, do we? Yeah, the green nigga. The green one. Actually embarks on an adventure to find their mother, Della Duck. So we get, some background on an actual maternal character. Seeing as how these niggas keep getting passed around, from uncle to uncle, which is weird. You know. But the characters of, Louie and, Webbygale start to embark on this journey to find Della Duck, which, you know, we were led to believe that maybe something had befallen her, that it wasn't all good, you know, so, you know, that's interesting. They're doing a lot of interesting things, which is why I don't hate every reboot, you know, because sometimes it happens to fall in the hands of people who really give a fuck about the material, and then they do something with it besides sell toys, like early Shredder, early TMNT with those mutant miscreants. But nah, it's all good. It's all good. Our show will more than likely get picked up. Actually, nigga, if you go download the app Pluto TV, you will find a whole channel devoted to Shredder and the Ninja Turtles. Shiz Fire, if you, you know, want to run the gamut of everything Ninja Turtles, I suggest picking that up. Y'all niggas, then you suspend your Friday nights with your boy, the Shredder, you know, pop in a tape, kick it with your mans, root for me against those accursed turtles. I know you did, you don't have to admit it. Speaking of Friday nights, Boy Meets World is also on Disney Plus, and that shit still slaps. Alright? And no one thought it wouldn't, right? We all knew that shit was fire. It's a dog-ass show. Probably the GOAT. TGIF. Like, fuck. Fuck Family Matters, right? Boy Meets World. Gotta be number one, and that's... I'm not even going to run a tournament or anything on that. I'm pretty sure Boy Meets World flames the rest of all TGIF shows, right? Right. But interesting question came across here in the shred mail. Says Shredder, I'm about 35. Sorry, damn. I'm about 35 years old, and I watched Boy Meets World faithfully in the 90s. Now, back then I thought Topanga was bad. And seeing her now, I'm having a hard time reading this because I know where this is going. Danielle Fisher was bad as hell, right? Right. But now when you look at Boy Meets World, is it wrong to still acknowledge that Danielle Fishel was bad back then as a 35-year-old? Ooh. Yep. Just where I thought this was going. I'm not even going to read my man's name. Maybe I should. Maybe I should report this nigga. I don't know. But, nah, I get what he's saying. Like, we all, you all, y'all, because I'm... way too old for Topanga or Danielle Fishel, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm an OG. I was outside in the 80s when I probably should have been in the house. Nigga was wilding. But, is it wrong that to see a chick that you had a crush on back in the day, an old picture, and to acknowledge that she was bad? That's... ooh. In this climate, I'm really not trying to get canceled.
Nope.
You know, a nigga like me has killed people, and cancel culture still scares the hell out of me. But, no, I think we can acknowledge when, younger women are, you know, young, beautiful, whatever, but... you can't be like, damn, yo, she had an ass. You know what I mean? That's too far. To say what you would do to her. The adult version of Danielle Fishel is bad enough. You could just acknowledge her that, you know, damn, she's still bad. And then you can have all your filthy thoughts with the adult version, you know? And I don't even think he's asking if he can have filthy... I don't want to read too much into this letter that is clearly written here. But, yeah, no, tread lightly. Tread very, very lightly on that one. Alright. We gonna move on. Alright, and last thing, that I've been watching, but not least, of course, The Mandalorian. The show with a movie budget that is worth every motherfucking penny, bro. Damn. Dog. This shit is fire. Dog. I'm a fan of anybody who goes into a spot, finds himself in trouble, and fires his way out of it every time. Dog, this nigga speaks. There's no diplomacy, nigga. He's like Daniel Craig's James Bond, nigga. This nigga just be having shootout after shootout. The niggas bust more guns than he said words. There's probably No, for real. Like, he's probably pulled a trigger more times than he's spoken words in this series. Somebody, I'm pretty sure the internet out there, somebody will have done the tally. But, dog, this nigga about that action, boss. You know what I'm saying? Nigga just walk in the bar. Like, no words, nigga. Killed a nigga with a door, bro. I thought that shit was fire. I think it's time we address the elephant in the room about the Mandalorian. And, you know, if it's just me, I'll shut up. But, anybody else notice? It's a nigga with armor, futuristic weapons, dope-ass helmet. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else know where I'm going with this? Dog, the nigga bit my style. That mutant miscreant bit my style, dog. Come on, you see it. And before any of you niggas hit me up talking about, wait a minute, Boba Fett. Fuck Boba Fett. That nigga trash. The difference between Boba Fett and the Shredder is that the Shredder is a real nigga and Boba Fett is wild ass. The nigga's soft as burger buns. Your boy Shredder would never get caught up like that with a goddamned rocket pack on my back. What? Nigga, I'd have bounced on them so fast. Nigga, you ever see a nigga dip off on you in a module that drills into the ground and leaves bubbling hot magma behind so you can't chase him? Nah. Well, fuck out of here. Mandalorian, the show is dope. But so is Shredder. And that's where they got the idea. A nigga from the future with, well, I guess it's a long time ago, but nigga, everybody thinks it's space in the future. You know what that show invokes when you watch it? And you know what it invokes when you see a nigga running around in armor with a dog-ass helmet and some fire-ass weapons. Next thing you're gonna see him with some gauntlets. Then you'll be like, oh, damn, Shredder was right, my nigga, Roku. Oh, damn. You cretins. You like anything? Nah, I'm just bullshitting. Nah, but for real, for real. For real, I want that check. Disney, come up off my bread. You know that the Mando is me. Next thing you know, he's gonna take the helmet off, and he's gonna have a natural. Dog, I want my bread. Y'all niggas gonna see me. Let me chill. Before I end up back in the joint. I don't usually get this angry unless I'm thinking about those accursed Knickerbockers. Yeah, you thought I was gonna say something else. The goddamned Knicks. Trash. But still better than Boba Fett. At least them niggas is hoopers. They're supposed to be. Man, I'm finna go smoke this blill. Take it easy. Got some things lined up. Well, until then, man, you boys and girls, and everybody else in the world, be safe. Don't let this bullshit get y'all. Take care of each other. Don't be mutant miscreants.
Ninja vanish.
I must congratulate you, Oroku Saki. But you may call me the Shredder.
Slap box with Jesus. Lick shots at Joseph. Slap box with Jesus. Lick shots at Joseph. Slap box with Jesus, lick shots at Joseph.
Slap box with Jesus. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. This has been a Hyphen Podcast Network production.
They're the bestest. I'm getting paid at exposure.